Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Del One Federal Credit Union's very own Brian Kay and Shastix Jose Arial Gomez. They're here talking about how Del One has selected Shastix Intelligent Process Automation Platform to increase their loan efficiency. Really good stuff here from Brian and Jose Arial. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry and doing some cool things on the technology side. But before we dive into the actual topic here, let's do some introductions. Right below us is Mr. Brian Kay from Del One Federal Credit Union. You guys are in Delaware, right? Right, Brian?
Yes, correct. We are in Delaware. So
hence the name Del One.
Absolutely.
Well, good. Glad to have you here. And then right next to me, we have Shastix, founder, CEO, Shastix's very own, Jose Arial Gomez. Jose Arial, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
You are welcome, guys. Yeah, thanks again for taking time out of your day to chat with us. Because we're talking about Del One Federal Credit Union has selected Shastix Intelligent Process Automation, or IPA for short. Don't get that mixed up with the beer, all right? So I was thinking of that when I first saw it, IPA. Oh, wait a minute. No, don't get those mixed up. But so the Shastix Intelligent Process Automation Platform to increase Del One's loan efficiency here. And we're all looking for that these days. So Jose Arial, I'm going to start with you first. Can you briefly tell us about Shastix Intelligent Process Automation Platform? How does it work? And just a quick elevator speech on that.
Sure. So it democratizes access to state-of-the-art process automation technology, automation technology for community-based financial institutions. We designed it to automate manual core banking processes. So it's specialized for banking, you know, things like lending account opening, collections, and it's designed to automate end-to-end. The way that we do that in a nutshell is three technologies. We use robotic process automation. We use real-time big data analytics, and we use AI, machine learning, to tie it all together. And it's essentially, as any automation technology, is designed to speed up fulfillment, eliminate manual errors. Let's say, what else? Actually, on the experience, there's a big aspect of it that is designed to improve the engagement and provide a consistent experience for members and customers 24/7. So even when there's nobody that is able to help them.
Awesome. It's building a better mousetrap. It's kind of like this iteration. It's making this process better and better and better as Brian and the folks at Del One are finding out. But I want to step back a little bit here, Brian. What was going on at Del One that kind of prompted you to look at a technology like Shastix to increase your loan efficiency? Because we're all looking for efficiencies in any area of the credit union, so especially lending. So what was it that you guys, what kind of prompted this?
Yeah, so around that time, there were a couple of us who were newer in the senior management role and, you know, a bit younger. So, you know, new blood to the roles, and we would get together and we would have these, you know, brainstorming sessions, if you will, around, you know, where are we not very easy to do business with? Where in our application or deposit account opening journeys are, you know, a little bit too sticky? Maybe our members are, you know, falling out of the process. So we really tried to explore the technologies that we had in place with our LOS and our deposit account opening systems and say, okay, you know, are we maximized there? Are there things we can tweak there to make them work better for us? Or is it something else we need to look to partner up with who has a product that we might be able to take advantage of? And that's really what led us down the road to exploring Shastix. And as of now, you know, being about 2 weeks away from going live with Shastix. So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
The big day is almost upon us here. So why Shastix? What stood out? How did they stand out from the rest, if you will? And then how are they going to help you guys increase your efficiency in the loan area?
Yeah. So one thing that really stood out to us right off the bat, I believe it was either the first or second demo call that really sold the majority of the folks on the call, was really the ability to recapture. So if our members did fall out of the application process or go idle or navigate away from our application, and they had opted into Shastix, we would hit them with a text message and say, hey, looks like, you know, you left off your application with Del One here. Click this link to navigate back. And, you know, there were a couple stats involved figured, you know, even if we could recapture, say, 5 to 8% of what we were missing out on, exactly, that would be a huge win for us in lending and membership growth. So that's really one thing that stood out to us off the bat. The second thing, really, where we're looking to drive, you know, efficiency, automation, is with, you know, the automated text messages that go out that grab our stipulations for our specific loans. So if we're doing a vehicle loan, we're going to immediately hit our member with the link and say, hey, upload a copy of your driver's license or your registration card or insurance. So we're not waiting for, you know, a loan officer or a branch representative to get their hands on the loan, yeah, and reach out to the member. We're doing it as soon as the application status is in some sort of approval status, right? So that's really going to pick us up. Hopefully, you know, a lot of bandwidth with those teammates that are processing loans, where they're jumping in there and half of the documents have already been provided to the member. So that's a pleasant surprise, right? So it's less conversations we're having to have with collecting that information and being able to get the member to the finish line on their loan.
Exactly. And pardon me for going back to that old well-worn cliche, but everybody wins in this situation. The member wins because the speed of it is much, much faster. And then your credit union wins as well, because that process is so much more efficient, so much easier. So it's just getting better and better. So it's really, and kudos to you guys for like taking the time to step back and like, okay, what's working? What's not working? What's super sticky? What's not sticky, you know, and going through those processes and procedures to make those even better. I think that bodes well for your credit union in the long run, as we're about to find out here. And Jose Ariel, I want to chat with you for a second about the implementation process. Brian said that you guys are 2 weeks away from, basically kickoff here. So, or the launch, you're on the launch pad right now. So share with me the implementation process, because a lot of creators are like, okay, how long does this take to get going here? So share with us that process.
Yeah. So typically it takes, there's three phases. Think of it that way. The first one is to set up everything. It's very heavy on Shastic side, just configure everything and get it ready for simulation. We launch it into a simulated demo environment in the real processing system, whether that's an LOS or any system. That takes anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. Then we go into a validation phase. And so we usually recommend at least a week, but it could be as little or as long as the institution wants. In the case of Dell One, we had a smaller team, so we wanted to give it more time to gather more data, essentially, see how it's performing live. But it doesn't actually do the thing at the end, the actual final action, but we can see how it's doing. And so so we do that. We do a lot of reporting and just sharing with the institution. And we also train at the same time the team, just to make sure that they understand how it's going to weave into the process. And then once everybody's ready, we flip a switch, which is what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. and it's not longer in simulation. It's actually in production.
I love it. I love it. And from the credit union side, Brian, how has the implementation process been from your perspective? Sounds like it's been pretty smooth.
It's exactly as advertised. Honestly, we had a small project team on the initial kickoff call. And of the couple of executives that were on the call, you know, we looked around at each other after the call and they said, wow, this is going to be one of the easiest things that we implement this year, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is. The longest piece is, you know, as reference, train our team and look at all the automations before going live. And it's really been a very easy process.
Right on. That's good to hear, because that's one of the biggest hurdles of probably implementing or, you know, getting some piece of fintech going is that implementation process. So I'm happy to hear that it's a pretty smooth sailing on this one. And Brian, I'm going to stick with you on this one. I know, again, launching isn't until 2 weeks, but do you have any expectations or any goals in mind that you guys want to achieve right off the bat here? Or is it too soon to tell?
So this was entirely goal driven. In our goals last year that I had set out for my consumer team, a couple of the things off the bat that we hope to notice to make progress in a relatively short time frame is, you know, the ability of our loan processors to pick up an additional couple of applications, and what that final number is, I don't have set yet, but whether that's an increase of carrying 5 applications at a time to being able to carry 8 now because of the ease of communication with our members. And another thing that we're focused heavily on is our approved to book time and days, and being able to hopefully drive that down. As you referenced earlier, it's not only a win for us, but it's a win for our members also, who are looking to get those funds or, you know, purchase that vehicle. So those are two things that we'll be looking pretty close to that right out of the gate once we go live.
Good deal. Good deal. And from the members' perspective, I'm sorry.
No, please go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I could probably add also a little bit of color on that, just, you know, in those two areas, because we've rolled it out with similar institutions. So one of the ways that we're going to be able to improve capacity of how many loans one processor can handle is through something called DocPush, so automated document collection. Mm-hmm. And so the goal there is to essentially, like right now we're seeing that we, you know, for a consumer lending process, non-mortgage, we could collect anywhere between 2 to 3 documents for the loan, which is usually everything you need for something like a vehicle loan. So it can cover most of the requirements. It can, yeah, you know, request information needed, collect it, process it, and archive it into the system. And you know, if you, like, just for comparison, we see that for a human to do that effective time, you know, making a phone call, making a follow-up, talking, might take anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes of actual time of work throughout a day, right, let's say. So the goal here is, you know, if you take somewhere like 1,000 loans, there's 3 documents to collect, let's say 12 minutes, that's somewhere around 200 hours of work that the team no longer has to do. So that's the idea. We're free to do other things. So I wanted to add that. And then also, I think you mentioned response time, right? The look-to-book time, Brian? So on the look-to-book time, what we're seeing is that, again, typically, document collection is a big bottleneck for a lot of consumer processes, consumer lending. Mm-hmm. So it typically might take people that are not using this kind of technology up to a day to collect the documents that you need. And we're seeing now response times of less than 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's a big order of magnitude. It's not actual work. It's just time that you don't have to wait for a whole day.
Right.
You can get it done faster. So
wow. So basically from 8 hours to 10 minutes, something like that. So, I mean, gosh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's the epitome of efficiency right there. So yeah, I think you guys are onto something there at Shastic.
I mean, it's a great time to be alive, right? To be working on efficiency with all the stuff that is coming out. Don't mention time.
No doubt. Wow. Gosh. All right. So I know this question might be too early to talk about because you guys are just getting going, but what's next to keep, because it sounds like the momentum's already going, because I can see the excitement and the passion already in your voices. But do you guys have plans for like phase 2, phase 3? Is there what else is on the horizon for you guys working together? Because it sounds like this one's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a rock star from the start. Brian?
Yeah. So originally, you know, we set out just to integrate with the LOS, but, you know, through looking at what it's been able to do in demo, we've definitely talked about looking into our collections system and seeing what we're able to do with potentially integrating in there for us to be able to essentially do the same things that our lenders are doing, but, you know, speed things up on the collection side. So that's potentially a phase 2 for us.
Okay.
And, you know, next steps once we go live.
Right on. Jose Ariel, did you want to add anything to that? Like next steps?
What's on the horizon? Yeah, we've been talking about definitely a natural phase 2 or second stage. We're also doing a lot just because of the macroeconomic situation right now. There's a lot of ask for fraud verification and things like that. So that I think that could also, I mean, it's very aligned with what we're already doing for things like document collection.
Okay.
Let me think. What I had another one at the top of my head, but anyway, that's a big one right now. Just helping to find fraud detection. and recapturing kind of like what Brian mentioned at the beginning, but instead of for lending, for deposits. So an applicant that everybody needs deposits right now. Sometimes applicants get stuck. So helping them to just come back and move forward.
Okay, that's going to get people's attention as well, Jose Ariel. So yeah, when you say deposits today, or credit, you got the credit union's attention for sure. So
yeah, I mean everybody.
Yeah, Brian's shaking his head. Of course. So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I know you have plenty on your plates to do today, and I don't want to keep you too much longer. But anything else to add to wrap up, Brian? Any final thoughts here on this one?
Yeah, so just to wrap up, you know, I think that the partnership with Shastic is going to be huge, and not just our goals with lending, but Delwyn's goals as a credit union. You know, our mission is to serve the underserved. We do have the low income designation. I think the efficiencies that we talked about earlier are really going to be essential for our frontline teammates and freeing them up to be able to actually have more meaningful conversations with members when they're face-to-face in branch, opposed to focusing on a loan conversation or collecting what documents they might need for a loan, we'll be able to have more meaningful interactions. So that I think will be a great result as well. And, you know, just going back to our initial kickoff conversations when we were talking about Shastic was the transparency into our lending process and application process, right? So we took it back. The original thought was the Domino's pizza tracker, right? Where it is at all times, that's what we wanted to do with our application process. So there's never any questions where the application is from, you know, look all the way to funding.
And word's going to spread throughout your membership if you don't know this already, Brian. And it's going to be cool because, I mean, that's the best type of advertising when you have word of mouth. Hey, you know, guess what? Our experience was like at Dell One. You know, it's so much more efficient, so much faster. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good thing in the long run for sure. Jose Ariel, anything else from you, sir? Any final thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I'll share with you a couple of interesting findings that we've had going through this several times with other institutions. Efficiency, the other one is about experience, what Brian was talking about. So I'll start with experience. So on the experience side, we often hear initially when we're starting to talk to an institution that there's some concern or just some like they're a little on the fence about adding too much automation because they feel like it might become robotic.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
So what we found is quite the opposite, actually, that not only can it obviously automate things and keep up with your level of personal touch, but it can actually enhance it 2 to 3 times from what we've seen it. We can make it more interactive. We can make it more transparent and more personalized. And so it's kind of like the equivalent of cannot have like a process or a service representative for every member or applicant, but you can definitely have a personalized virtual assistant for each one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very, very interesting finding that is not obvious at the beginning and there's fear around that, but that's what we've seen. And we don't have time right now, but I could give you anecdotes about that. Another one I think really, really interesting we found on the efficiency side is that, you know, like if you think of manufacturing in the last 100+ years, the biggest innovation we probably had is when Henry Ford came out with the moving assembly line. And so what they found was that the biggest gains came from essentially instead of bringing work to the parts, they fixed the workers and they brought the parts to the people. And that just unlocked like modern manufacturing, right? Yeah. So we're seeing something really similar for knowledge work, where instead of like the biggest gains basically come from instead of making documents and information that you need for the process, instead of having to chase those through members and through customers and, you know, gather documents over days and whatnot, bringing the information to the processors before they even need it so they have it at the right time is what really moves the needle in terms of efficiency.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what Creightians are looking for, as Brian is nodding as well. So yeah. So I think you guys are onto something, and I'm being very facetious there, but yeah. So you guys are doing some good stuff. So what I want to do part two is to bring you guys back in about 6 months or so and get some kind of results and anecdotes and things like that. So to get some, you know, real user case numbers and that type of stuff. So that invitation is out there for you if you want it. So I'd love to have you guys back on in
Absolutely.
6 months or so. That'd be fun to see how it's going in the process of. So yeah, but other than that, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. So I know you guys have lots on your plate. So we appreciate the time as always and keep up the good work. Already.
Thank you. All right,
thank you for having me.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.